In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, I want to leave with the boys and girls the little phrase that is found at the end of that verse: death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Now, I have been thinking this week about this idea of being swallowed up, being gulped up, not even being chewed, not even being gnawed at, but just in the mouth and just gulped up, swallowed up. And we have sometimes seen that happening in wildlife, haven't we? It happens very often. A great beast swallows up its prey. I've sometimes watched the grey herons at the riverside, patiently waiting for the fish, and then they catch the fish and they don't even chew it, they just swallow it down. And in the sea, great whales and great fish like sharks, they swallow their prey up whole. They just swallow them down. Death is like that, you know. Death swallows us up, gulps us down. And one day it will come our turn to be swallowed up by the great beast of death. And we're reminded of Jonah, aren't we? God prepared a great fish. And what did it do? It swallowed up Jonah. And he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. And we all have to die. And we all have to be swallowed up. It's scary at the time to be swallowed up by a beast. But you know, it's not the end. If you're a Christian, because your soul goes to be with the Lord Jesus, and your body is being kept to come out of that beast one day again, and to be delivered up just like Jonah came out of the fish's belly. I've been thinking about this because I read this week about a man called Michael Packard. Now, Michael Packard is a lobster fisher at Cape Cod in Provincetown near Plymouth in New England on the east coast of the United States of America. And he was diving into the sea with all his equipment to go down to the lobster cages. And when he got into the sea, a great humpback whale was coming along. They're massive. And it had its mouth open and it was catching all its food. And it just caught him. And he was in this whale's mouth. And at first he didn't know what was happening. It got all dark. He couldn't comprehend what was taking place. And then he felt around him. He thought it was a great shark. There were great white sharks about, and he thought it was a shark, but he couldn't feel the sharp teeth, and then he realized it must have been a great whale that doesn't eat meat, that just eats plankton. And there he was, and he thought he was going to die, and he thought he wasn't going to see his children anymore, and he thought that was it. And then all of a sudden, after about a half a minute or 40 seconds or so, the great whale jumped out of the sea. And it shook its mouth and its head. And it just threw him into the air. And he landed in the sea again. And he was spurred. The Lord was wonderfully good to him in spurring him. He wasn't swallowed up. He was nearly swallowed up. You'll remember that Jonah was swallowed up. People say, oh, there's no such a thing could happen. It has happened. Not only Jonah, it's happened to others. And it nearly happened to that man. Only he was spat out by the humpback whale and didn't swallow him down. And you know, boys and girls, why I'm telling you that story is because one day the Lord Jesus will swallow up death. Death is swallowing up everything now, but one day the Lord Jesus is going to come back again and he's going to swallow up death. Death swallowed him up, you remember, when he died. But death couldn't hold him. He was like Jonah. He came out of the grave. He rose from the dead. Death had to vomit him out. And he rose. And he's living and reigning. And one day, at the last day of the world, he's going to come back again. And all the dead that have ever been swallowed by death, he's going to raise them all up and bring them all out of death. And that's the day death itself is going to be swallowed up by Jesus Christ. So he's going to have a glorious victory at the resurrection. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, boys and girls, must be your Savior. We're all going to die, but if you want to be raised gloriously in victory, you have to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So death is only swallowed up in victory for believers in Jesus Christ. So this is a wonderful truth, and it's a wonderful thing to know Christ. Even though we have to face death, we know it's not the end. We know Jesus will deal with it all at the last day. So may the Lord bless these words to you, boys and girls. Let us pray then for you. Our Father, we thank thee for the children again in the house of God today. We thank thee for having kept them and spurred them thus far in their little short lives. May the mighty God continue to guard them and to keep them, to protect them and preserve them, and to bring them into adulthood, and to make them to be God-fearing, and themselves be establishing godly homes in days to come. So may this be the portion of the children of this house, for thy glory, for thy great name's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.